What do you call a pair of straps that you use to hold up trousers?
Suspenders.
Would your mother and what did your father call them?
Suspenders.
Did you ever hear any other words for them?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear somebody say galluses?
Galluses, I've heard that word. I just told the story about not saying. Galluses, that's right.
What's the difference?
No different in all the names.
Which one's the more modern one, do you think?
Well?
Which one's the more modern word?
Suspenders, I would say.
What do you call the unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of lean meat, especially ham?
What is it? Speak to that again.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease from lean fried meat, especially ham?
What I call unthickened gravy?
After you fry a piece of ham.
That's right.
And it's a lean piece.
Lean
there's
piece.
Some gravy left in the pot.
That's right.
And you add a little water to that.
That's right.
What do you call that gravy?
Call it thin gravy, I would.
Okay. Did you ever hear of red eye gravy?
No, I haven't.
Red gravy?
Yes.
What's that?
Red gravy. Red gravy.
What do you call the liquid that you burn in a lamp?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout?
A what, ma'am?
A long-legged hog has a very thin body.
That's right, ma'am.
And a long snout.
A long snout. That's a hog. I call him
Did you ever hear of a rooter?
Yes, a rooter. That's what it's called. We call them a rooter. Long snout.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear any other thing you can think of maybe now?
I know my husband have nothing but the more long snout hogs. Call that a rooter.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between your toes?
I would call that a bunion.
Uh-huh. That's sort of on the side of your foot. This is in between your toes.
We call that cones between your toes.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call them.
And then down in here on your toes,
yes,
it cracks and it itches.
Yes.
What do you call that?
I'll call that a itching bunion, the way I call it.
Okay. Did you ever hear a ground itch?
No.
Or athlete's foot?
Yes, ma'am. Athlete's foot.
Pardon?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard about athlete's boots. I know about that.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
What do you call cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey? Moonshine. I call moonshine pretty cheap whiskey.
Did you ever hear White Lightning?
White Lightning. The same thing moonshine, according. White Lightning.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
Now, this section, I'll tell you a word, and after we finish this section, it goes real fast.
That's me.
This part is a little harder, but it's not really bad, and it goes really quick.
All right.
But it's hard to catch on to it first because it's different than what we just did.
That's right.
Some words show a change from present to past, or when you say them that way.
That's right.
Like, I would say, right now,